I'm done telling you that they're not teaching you a biblical gospel. Can you tell me what the gospel is
for his name's sake.
That they teach?
I mean,
I'd love
the
to hear it.
Is that Jesus came down to earth.
When did you women decide to come?
And he encouraged us to be with other believers, and he encouraged us to be in community with other people who also love him. And he died for our sins, he took all of our sins with him on the cross, and then he died, he took all of those, and then he was resurrected, and that's what proved him to be the Son of God.
Right.
And now he's in heaven with the Lord and helping us here, you know?
Okay, so is that how a person finds eternal life, to be with the Father when they die?
Yeah.
Just believe in that?
Yeah, trust in the Lord.
And trust.
Repent and trust in the Lord.
Repent. See, you did say the word repent.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
That, if you have faith in all that, you would repent. What is repentance?
Repentance is truly believing that we have messed up. There is sin in the world, but we also know that there is forgiveness. And so repentance is turning away from our sin and turning towards God and trusting that Jesus' death and resurrection is going to save us.
Okay, so you got repentance right. That's awesome. So they're teaching, they're telling you what that means, but they're not teaching you how to do it. You know why? Because what's the next step? And I'll explain why in that next step. What must happen in order for you to enter into the kingdom of God?
Trust in the Lord, walking through all the
Think of John 3:3. What did Jesus say?
I'm not totally familiar with that one.
You must be born again. You must be born from above. That's key. He said that several times, and we see Paul reiterated that. You must be born from above, which means the Holy Spirit comes within you. So if you have faith in everything and you do a good job on that, and you repent, turning of your mind and your ways. I used to be a worldly carnal woman going to a church here looking for the truth, knowing that they were hypocrites, not teaching it, because nobody changed. Everybody was still the same. They were out in the world living just like the world and going into the church and being just like the church. Nobody was different and called out and separate and holy. So you must be born again, which means the Holy Spirit is within you. And have you ladies been born again? Born from above. Can I ask how old you are?
How old?
Yeah.
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah. So then that could very well be. I meet a lot of young people. You know, they're very, very young and they think they are, but before I ask the question. So if you're truly born of the Holy Spirit, won't you have works that are holy and good and godly for the Lord?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll get back to that. And then you have to keep doing that until the day you die. You don't just get it once and get to live in your sin. Once saved, always saved, and Calvinism is a lie. You know you can fall away, right? You can turn. Okay, so at least they got that right. So you're agreeing on the gospel, which they may talk about, but they're not holding you to it. Look on the back of that card. You practice Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday, right? Can you help me out here? Here, this is instrumental. Revelation 22:14-15 says, if you love and practice one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. Okay? It says it in the Bible. Revelation 22 and Revelation 21. If you love and practice one unrepentant lie, your soul will go into eternity of weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's pretty important, isn't it? So if I reveal to you one lie that you're practicing, are you going to repent of it? Because it will cost you your soul. How about Good Friday? Do you know how long Jesus said he would be in the grave?
Yes, it is.
And 3 nights equals 72 hours. So the American church system teaches Friday to Sunday morning.
Yeah, we teach that Friday is the first day.
Give me 72 hours, though. Not days the way we want to make them. 72 hours is impossible based on what they teach there. Right? You can't get 72 hours. So somebody is lying. Your pastor's lying or Jesus is lying. Which one's lying?
I don't think either are lying. I think it's really just...
Count 72 hours. Jesus, he said, then he's a liar. So you're calling Jesus a liar. He said he was just like Jonah, was in the belly of the whale. 3 days and 3 nights. And if you read the scriptures, he was already risen before the sun came up. So it would have been a Saturday resurrection. Sunday as the Lord's day is a lie. Christmas is pagan. Your man that came out and talked to my husband, he admitted Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday are pagan holidays. They're lies. That's four I just revealed to you. That means they're teaching a false gospel, which is five. And they're also not teaching you young ladies how to be godly, holy ladies. Realize the Bible teaches those who are bought by the blood of Christ, if your insides have been transformed and you're born again by the Holy Spirit, your outsides will change. Who you associate with, who you spend your time with, what you put in. Okay, let me go here. If the Holy Spirit is within you, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? He's in charge of it. He bought it with a price. He gets to tell you what to do with it, right? And the scriptures teach us, ladies, how to be godly, holy women. In the New Testament, it teaches us to cover our glory, our hair. It teaches us to cover our body. You realize clothing is a sin covering. And you also realize pride and vanity. I was there once. I was the queen of pride and vanity, from head to toe, nails, makeup, everything. You have to strip that all off. 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Peter 3. These are for godly, holy women who don't want to be left outside the gates of heaven. And if you're thinking grace, there is grace.
I was just about to ask you, what do you think about grace?
There is grace. Let's look at Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
Acts 5. One lie. After grace, right? 1 Corinthians 11. First part is head covering. That's for us today. And the last part of it is the Lord's Supper. And Paul says, there's some of you who are sick and you sleep, which means die, because you take the Lord's Supper unworthily. God was killing people in the New Testament after grace. Do you realize how serious this is? And we're out here loving you. You know, if you read the account of the rich man that came to Jesus, do you know that account?
Yeah.
And he said, what must I do? And Jesus listed it. And he said, I've been doing that since I was young.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you lack one thing. That's echoed in what we just talked about, Revelation 22 and 21. One thing. Leave you outside the gates of heaven. And it says, Jesus loved him. And then what did he do? Told him the truth. We love you. We're out here telling you the truth. Your soul is in jeopardy of hellfire. Just believe, and just faith is not enough. Faith alone is not enough. Go read the book of James. It says your works justify your faith.
We're not saved
works,
by our works.
Nope,
though.
Absolutely not. You're not saved by your works. But if you have no fruits of the Holy Spirit, you're not going to be saved in the end. You're not going to have salvation.
Salvation by works, then? We're not saved by what we do, but rather who we trust.
Your works go right along with it. It's not just trusting either. So let me ask you, are either of you married? Maybe someday you might want to. So when you get married, do you just believe you're married and you have to have absolutely no works?
No, it's work.
It's the same. Do you realize this is a blood covenant between Christ and us?
Absolutely.
He's God. We're his people. And do you know how we can be his friend? Have they taught you this? How can we be a friend of God? Friend of the Savior who came and died for us. Do you know how to do that? Nope. We can't have a relationship with him. We keep his commandments. It's pretty simple. He says, if you love me, keep my commands. If you want to be my friend, keep my commands. They're in the New Testament. They're not teaching you the commandments of God. And if you have a Bible and you're claiming to be of Christ, and you're not digging and seeking to see what the Lord would have you do for obedience, you're in sin there again also. Being deceived is not just being tricked in somebody else's fault. It's your fault and your fault if you're deceived. Because if you're claiming a holy God who created the universe and created you and I, and through his power we can do all things, if you're not seeking the scriptures to overcome all sin for the glory of God, then you're in sin and you're going to lose your soul. Do you realize that?
I believe that God's love covers all of our sin, though.
The only way, how do you get his love?
He has already given it to us freely.
How? How do we get it? Read Psalm 5:5. You know what that says? Do either of you have a Bible on your phone?
Yeah.
Read Psalm 5:5 for me. The way you get the love of God is through Christ, being born in him, and doing the works that he would have you do zealously. We should be zealous for good works. What does Psalm 5:5 say?
The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evil doers.
God hates workers of iniquity. Do you realize that?
He hates the sin, not the sinner.
What did that just say? He hates the workers. That would be the people who do iniquity.
I don't believe that.
Then you don't believe the word of God.
That.
Then you need to throw your Bible away. Do you realize in the book of John, it says that he doesn't even hear the prayers of sinners? If you're in willful sin and you won't lay it down and repent, he's not going to hear your prayers. He can hear everything, but he's not going to hear it like you want him to hear it.
Yeah,
you're on the outside of God. If you're living in willful sin, and I revealed some of those to you, worship leaders is unbiblical. We went through how many? 6, 8, 10 sins already. One will leave you outside the gates of heaven. You need to really ponder that. You're going to be left outside the gates of heaven if you don't repent. I don't expect you to believe me now. You need to go in the scriptures and dig for yourself on these things and test. Because God heard me tell you. God heard you hear it. And if you just brush it off and go on your way, he may harden your heart and take away any light you have and give it to somebody else. We see that in the scriptures too, don't we? The parable of the talents. If he gives you something and you don't walk and obey it, knowledge, light, truth, power, strength, and you don't do it, you think he's going to keep giving it to you? You're trampling the blood of Christ. You need to do it, or he will take it away and maybe give it to somebody over there. He can turn you over to your darkness.
And God doesn't stop giving us love just because we mess up. There's grace in that.
There's grace if you repent, but you're not repenting. You're living in it. You're not digging through the scriptures. How long have you been born from above, born again? Either of you. A couple years. So in a couple years, you haven't come across any of this big list of sin that I've been teaching you. It means you're not studying. You're not looking. You're not digging. You're not wanting to conform your ways to his ways. Because if you were truly born again, you'd be scouring the scriptures to figure out how to be a godly woman, wouldn't you? Pleasing to a holy God.
Aren't we doing that?
No, you're not.
I'm sorry, but I don't even know your name.
It doesn't matter.
You know me.
Search the scriptures. I don't have to know you. I can see your fruit. You're linked to a worldly carnal church that's practicing a lot of sin. That's what I need to see. But then, okay, if that's what you want, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. You're going to believe your way into weeping and gnashing of teeth. How do you know the truth? In your heart, my heart, her heart. Look at this. Everybody's got a different belief. 40,000 different denominations out there of what I believe and what I want. Christ is coming back to destroy every single one of them. He didn't create man-made religion. He didn't create that. Man did. First Baptist Church, renew. There's a Lutheran one and a Methodist one and Anabaptist and Roman Catholic and Mormon and Jehovah's Witness. They're all going to the same place if they don't repent. It's man-made religion, not Christ-established ecclesia body that he started. You ladies look nothing like the New Testament body Christ started, and it hasn't changed since. Man has changed it. Read Romans 12, 1 and 2. I'll let you go look that up. You don't conform to the world. You're not supposed to. Christ's people don't, but you are. You look like it. You act like it. You're doing the same things that everybody else is doing. You're supposed to be called out and set apart like a bride is for a husband. If you're out in the bar drinking, smoking, doing whatever it is that you're doing, maybe you don't do what I used to, but maybe hanging out with your girlfriends all the time, going shopping, spending your money any way you want, staying up late, whatever it is that you do, and you meet a husband, somebody that you're going to be married to, are you not going to be willing to change your whole entire life for him?
I'm willing to change my entire life for Jesus. And I truly believe that as we're running the race towards him, he will change us into holy and beloved people.
He will help change you, but you have to put forth effort. You're not even doing that. You're not reading the scriptures.
I'm sorry.
I just shared a bunch of sins with you that you haven't even come across.
I'm sorry. I hear what you're saying. I really do.
But it's falling to the ground.
That you're making a lot of really surface judgment calls about our lives, and you don't know us.
You just agreed. I can see. I can see you have not conformed as godly women. You're in rebellion to the scriptures.
You don't see that. Sorry.
Pride and vanity. You realize pride is an abomination unto God. You have pride and you have pride. I can tell because you're not conforming to the ways of God. Pride and vanity, pride is an abomination just like homosexuality is. Everybody likes to go after the homosexual. Oh, that's a bad sin. And it is. Just like gluttony and smoking and drinking and swearing and false man-made religion. Pride is right along. It's an abomination with the homosexuals. And we love all people, but we need to call them out of all sins. We don't just zero in on a couple sins. We zero in on every single sin that must be shed from your life or you're going to lose your soul. So I'm warning you, if you don't repent, come out of the world and get digging in the scriptures and be willing to lay down your life and obey him, you're going to lose your soul. I love you. Thanks for talking.
Yeah,
you need to think about this. You don't want him to take away your life.
Yeah.